Magic number 9 hockey broadcast, special playoff edition. Here we go. Been a little break. I got overwhelmed, and the tension was so much I was popping heart pills like they were Pez. What an insane first round. The first round is over, and today round 2 begins. Cry havoc, and let's slip the dogs of hockey. For this will be a year to remember. For the first time since 1992, all original six teams are in the playoffs. And 4 of them have moved on to the second round. Why? Because heritage, because class, because tradition, because decades of learning how to win in the playoffs means something. More than your roster, more than the bankroll on your players, more than your snazzy marketing ploys. Grit, persistence, determination, endurance, and the ability to know how to win in the playoffs. And that only comes from one thing, experience. So, in the East, it's the Rangers versus the Bruins. The Rangers came back and thrashed the Caps, who were the favorites. And the Bruins, while almost losing the series, took it to a Game 7 and did the most amazing resurrection in the last minute and 50 I may have ever seen in my life, scoring 2, taking it to overtime, where Patrice Bergeron put the bullet behind the ear of the Maple Leafs' hopes. Perennial disappointments, constant, consistent losers since 1967. I'm sorry to say it, Toronto, but you have forgotten how to win. I've heard Canadians talk about some sort of curse. I think that's all in your head. Or maybe it isn't. I don't know. But your asses are on the sofa now. So, Pens go on to Senators. Pens, as expected, with their all-star Hall of Fame roster, at least 4, you know, 3 lines deep for sure, they vanquished the Islanders, who were scrappy and really gave the Pens what for. But just enough to season them up. And when they put Vokoun in, that was the end of the Islanders. The guy's never lost the Islanders, and he never will. Certainly not this year. See you later, Islanders. Maybe next year. Montreal versus the Ottawa Senators was the most exciting series, bar none, of the first round. Insane. I haven't seen a full-line brawl since the 80s. It was outrageous. And the Senators gritted it out, bore down on, frankly, the talent-superior Montreal Canadiens. But after they melted down, the injuries just came coming. And, you know, when Carey Price pulled out his groin and it was Budaj, it was Budaj after that. Senators win. So the Senators play the Penguins, and this should be a bloodbath. I certainly hope so, because they have big-time paybacks coming for what Matt Cook, perennial goon, thug, knuckle-dragging piece of filth, did to Erik Karlsson's Achilles. You can't tell me that wasn't intentional. I believe it was. Your leg comes up when you hit a guy into the boards, but where it comes down is very much up to you. And it just, oh, accidentally, ooh, yeah, whoops, Norris Trophy winner, bye-bye. Well, Karlsson's back, and I hope he takes Matt Cook's friggin' head off. That guy's got it coming from a long time. So the Rangers versus the Bruins and the Penguins versus the Senators. This is the round 2 in the East. And what a doozy it will be. I gotta go with the Bruins. I think that 9 out of 10 times when I look at things, they're the best team in the East. Do they have more individual talent than the Penguins? Probably not. But then again, a lot of that talent hasn't gelled yet. Even though they've been producing solo, they haven't really been producing as a team. If they had been clicking as the unit they could be, the Islanders would have given them no more trouble than swatting away a shadow. So, I still think the Bruins are a better team than the Penguins as far as the East goes, and that's definitely still my pick to take the conference. In the, you know, the Rangers are kind of a random, crazy element. They got good luck. They got Lundqvist. That's a lot of luck right there. So, I don't know. We shall see. My picks right now are Bruins and I'm rooting for the Senators. I really am. My grandfather was born in Ottawa. I've been to the city. It's a lovely place. Then again, I lived in Pittsburgh. It has its strengths, too. And I like an awful lot of the people who come from there. But I don't like the Penguins. And I don't think they're clicking the way the Senators are. I think the Senators have the... I'm going to pick the Senators. I think that as a unit, they're functioning better than the Penguins are. And I think they don't depend on stars, which almost makes them harder to defend against. You don't know where Pageau is going to show up. Because you're watching Carlson or Alfredson. Well, we shall see. And the Senators' defense is good. I think better than the Penguins. We'd better be, because the Penguins definitely have a better offense. There's just no denying that. So we shall see. The East. The beasts in the East. And next year, Detroit will be moving there in the realignment, which will be fun. So, the Masterton Trophy nominees came out today. It's Josh Harding, Adam McQuaid, and Sidney Crosby. My money says Josh Harding. That's who I would pick. McQuaid had a serious, crazy, thoracic, gas bubble, dangerous but rare ailment. Almost ended his season. Had some surgeries, came back, and he was ready for the debut on the Rangers. Chris Crosby has had his bell rung more than the elevator doors in a major department store. And he got his jaw broken. But the Masterson Trophy isn't just about persistence. It should be pointed out that Josh Harding got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, missed 33 games, got treatment, came back and played incredibly well in the playoffs until he, like Backstrom, was injured and lost to the IR. So I say Josh Harding. The other guys have been tough. They've been grit. I'll give credit even to Crosby. The guy has come back and come back hard every time. But sportsmanship is one of the big qualifiers for the Masterson Trophy. And the Masterson Trophy, I think, should go to Josh Harding because he has been nothing but a gentleman and a quite hard playing. I think he's just been the better man, frankly, than Crosby. And I think he's fought through more than McQuaid. So, admittedly, you know, I'm happy to see that all these guys have been able to come back and play hockey. You know, all three of them are tough, and credit, huge admiration, credit, and respect to all three of them. But I'm going to go with Harding. That's my vote. All right, I'll be back for round two.